semi through to the final.
Yeah. I mean, it's always hard to play a semi because it is all or nothing. So you come into it knowing that if you win, you get that chance, and if you don't, it's kind of gone. So all of that season's work kind of comes down to that final game, and just really glad that we have the opportunity to go out there tomorrow and give it a crack.
How intense were Thunder?
Really, really intense, and we expected that from them. You know, they wanted it as much as we did, and so in games like that, there's going to be kind of body on body throughout the game, and you could tell on court, you know, it was full on for the whole game. And credit to them, they played some really great netball and just kind of didn't get over that final post.
Two Lucys are used to playing at the Rico week in, week out, but somewhere like this, it's another big positive step.
Yeah, definitely. And it is a real shame that we weren't able to still have it in Manchester, because I know that there were a lot of people that were coming for that and were really excited for that. But it's great as well that we've had this arena step in and host us for these two games today and two games tomorrow. And again, it's quite difficult because you never quite know how it's going to turn out when things have changed last minute. But we had loads of fans here, and it's just a great experience for these young players as well to get out and play on these big stages and prepare them for the future.
Were you inspired watching Joe this morning?
Yeah, definitely. We had a team meeting at 10 a.m, and the actual kind of content of the team meeting for our match lasted about 5 minutes, and the rest of it was watching the Giants Vixens match. So it was absolutely amazing, and it just showed you kind of how bigger players will step up on court and make that difference, and Joe was definitely one of them.
Will you be going back to the hotel and watching that, or is it just a case of let's have a nice little relax and get back in the morning?
Well, we get to go and have a nice relaxing ice bath now, which sounds a treat. But we will probably have another meeting either this evening or tomorrow morning, where we'll just perhaps go over some video from today and also look at what Loughborough did over their match this morning, and just look at what we're going to be doing in the game different to what we did today. But surely it's going to be minor changes rather than kind of big major upheavals.
Did you see any of Lightning?
Yeah, so we watched kind of, I think, the first 20, 25 minutes before we had to head off and get ready. And they were really, really strong, and I think that showed in the scoreline between them and Bath. We will be looking at where we can break them down and what kind of they did well and where their errors came from. At the end of the day, Peace has had an absolutely amazing season, so the teams that beat her have to shut her, teams that beat Lightning have to shut Peace down. So that will be part of the game plan, I reckon.
Well, the nice thing was, in the media room earlier, all the medals were laid out, so I've kept you one already.
Is it a chocolate one this time?
Yeah,
no. I mean, I saw some medals earlier and want another one. We saw the 2017 champions banner, so I think it'd be nice to have a photo in front of that one.